Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
It's a cloudy and cool to warm day with scattered showers and thundershowers over parts of Gauteng and the northwest. Isolated showers and thundershowers can also be expected over areas in Mpumalanga and Limpopo. Morning fog and drizzle along the escarpment. Pretoria up to 25, Joburg 24, Mpumalanga and Polokwane 21, Emalahleni 22 and Rustenburg a high of 27 degrees.
There is a power outage, of course, that will affect traffic lights at various junctions in the Pretoria East area.
The Department of Social Development has revealed in Parliament that it has commenced with the deregistration of non-compliant non-profit organisations in a phased approach. One of the items on South Africa's plan of action to get removed from the international grey list is the risk of terror, financing and money laundering through NPOs. The department says it's working with, amongst others, SARS to develop monitoring mechanisms and mitigate this risk. And several airlines have resumed flights to Bali from this morning after the disruptions caused by the huge eruptions of a volcano. At least 9 people have so far been killed and thousands forced to evacuate during the more than dozen eruptions over the past 2 weeks. And with that, looking at our business news. Bitcoin struck a new record high above $93,000 as the world's biggest cryptocurrency benefits from President-elect Donald Trump's pledge to ease regulation around digital tokens. Bitcoin has now rocketed more than 30% in the 8 days since Trump was announced as the winner of the US presidential election. Other cryptocurrencies are also benefiting, including Dogecoin, supported by Elon Musk. Asian markets diverged this morning as investors digested US inflation data that supported the case for another interest rate cut next month. Meanwhile, the rand continues to battle against a stronger US dollar and it slipped further through the night. A dollar this morning at 18 rand 27, a euro 19 rand 29, a pound 23 rand 19 cents, gold at $2,662.38 per fine ounce, oil at $72.16 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija De Souza. There's more news at 7.
Well, things didn't go all that swimmingly at the cricket last night. A stunning display of power hitting by Proteas all-rounder Marco Jansen. Not enough to help his team avoid a 11-run loss against India. That was in the third T20 International at SuperSport Park last night. The Proteas won the toss, chose to bowl, with India powering to 219 for 6 in their 20 overs, thanks to a century from Tilak Varma. In reply, the Proteas managed 208 for 7, with Jansen smashing 54 of just 17 balls. Last night also saw play temporarily suspended due to a swarm of flying ants.
There is a little issue here that's just stopped play. The umpire's got the ball as well. So I think it is actually confirmation we're getting from the umpires now that it has got to do with the flying ants, that it's just become too much of an issue. And this has happened before.
Yeah, I suppose for the visitors it would be something spectacular to see. For South Africans, we've seen a lot of that, a few machis as well.
Yeah, it's the time of year.
It is the time of year.
Yeah, after the big rains, they're all coming out. It's quite... in actual fact, I've got a story to tell about that, but I'll tell you just now.
Okay, well,
and there's video footage.
Ah, cool. They also clearly enjoy cricket. And Ivan Kozza was yesterday re-elected as chair of the Premier Soccer League for a sixth term during the organization's general meeting in Johannesburg. Kozza has been PSL chair since its launch in 1996, stood unopposed for his position, which he will fill for another 4 more years. I'm Paul Enchinger, and that's your Jacka Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
You're too sweet for me.
Like this.
Don't leave the fate. What's here?